Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Here is a question that somebody sent me. Someone who was trying to explain to other people about Jews. And listen to the question, because listen to how various other whites responded to the issue of Jews.
Some people spoke to me today, religious people, religious Christians, and they said to me that Jews are not a race, Jew is a religion. And then another group of people told me, no, Jewish people are actually a race. It's not just a faith or a religion, it's a race. So, do you have any video about that, or can you give me a real clear summary, or what is a Jew? Is it a race? The Jewish people, is it a race? Is it a religion, or is it both? Because that seems to confuse a lot of people. When I talk about the Jews, a lot of people think, you get this group of people that think I'm talking about the religion, and then there's another group that thinks, no, I'm talking about the race. And then you get the group of people that say, no, it's not a race, it's only a religion. If you could just maybe clear that up for me, I would really appreciate that. Thanks so much, man.
You raise an important question, because Jews are a topic all by themselves. There is nothing like them among humans on the planet. But what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to explain these strange people in a way that makes sense to you. The first thing I want to draw your attention to is simply the manner in which other whites came to you, and they themselves could not agree on what Jews are. So some are saying to you Jews are a religion, some are saying they're a race, and you'll notice that there's confusion among the whites. And I want to draw your attention to this, because you will find that Jewish people are unique on the planet. Unique in that they are the only people that you can never quite put a finger on. Everything that they touch, everything that they're involved in, everything that they have done, you'll always find that there's confusion and weirdness around everything that they're involved in. And this is a unique thing to do with them. And my own conclusion is that this is because their behavior is also not normal. It's not the same as other races. If you are dealing with other humans, whether they are Asians, whether they are blacks or whites, you will quickly get to a point where you can sum them up easily. But when it comes to Jews, you will find that that is not the case. And you'll also find, if you really dig into history, if you really, really dig into history, you will see that anything where they are involved, there's always a lot of disputes going on. There's always a lot of arguing going on about what exactly happened, what exactly took place. You'll find that this is a feature of these people. And even if you speak directly to these people, even if you speak directly to these people, you will still not be able to resolve the issue. So these are very unique features of these people. A conclusion that many people have come to in the past in Europe, because this issue has come up so many times over hundreds of years is that Jews also deliberately lie. Jews lie, and they lie in order to hide certain things. So keep this chaos and confusion of these people in the back of your mind, because you will find that everything that they touch, everything that they're involved with, everything they've ever done, that there's always all kinds of weirdness, confusion, chaos, and people don't really know. And this is a thing that is unique to them. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that they themselves will give out conflicting feedback, and they even deliberately lie. Now, keep in mind that I've had Jewish friends in my life. I worked with Jews. I got to know Jews. I knew many different Jews, and I dealt with them, and I even became friends with some of them. So I had lots of opportunities to talk to Jews, and I was always pro-Jewish as well. So I used to always view Jews as simply being other white people who have a different religion. I used to look on Jews and Christians as just two groups of whites, each with a different religion. That's how I used to view Jews. But in actual fact, there's a lot more to these people than meets the eye. Another thing to keep in mind about Jews before I tackle the topic is that Jews are always a small minority in every country and society where they live. They are always a minority. It is very rare for Jews to become more than 5% of the population in any place. The highest percentage of Jews that I've ever come across that were in a single European country at any one time was Poland, where 10% of the population were Jewish. Here in South Africa, where Jews were seen as whites and Jews were part of the white population, even here, I don't think Jews ever exceeded 4% of the population. So one of the things that you've got to keep in mind about Jewish people is that there are always a small number of people in a much bigger group of people. And this is true in every European and Western country where Jews have ever lived. Keep in mind that as a small group, and a small group that has a history of, let's say, being, quotes, persecuted, that Jews are always aware that they are vulnerable, that they are massively outnumbered, and they are vulnerable. So that if that group of people around them get angry with them, they are very afraid of that. And among themselves and in their history, they are very afraid of what can happen to them, because according to them, they've been slaughtered and killed by the million. Though I personally am skeptical as to how much harm exactly came to them. But they did definitely suffer some kind of aggression at various times. But it's nothing like they claim it to be. They take it and they make it sound 1,000 times worse than it really was. But keep that in mind, that you're dealing with a small group of people who are naturally very aware that they can piss off the people around them, and they are afraid of what could happen to them. So when you are dealing with Jews, you cannot just assume that everything that Jews say is honest and confident. So just keep those two things in the back of your mind. Confusion, and a small group that you cannot guarantee that they are going to be honest when you ask them a question. Because these things do play a role in their history, and I will explain a little bit more to you. But let's start with the original premise, which is the way that I was brought up and the things I understood. I understood Jews to be just other white people who are of a different religion. So I figured that you've got whites who are Christians and whites who are Jews, and it's the same thing. But actually, it's not. Let's take this issue of Judaism as a religion. And keep in mind also that Judaism is the, let's call it, original Abrahamic religion. And then there was an offshoot of Judaism called Christianity. And then there came yet another offshoot, which is known as Islam. So never forget that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are actually all linked together. Something else that you might want to just keep in the back of your mind is the concept of Christianity as Judaism for non-Jews, or Judaism light. Though you will find that there are Christians who will dispute all those things. But when it comes to this religious stuff, you will find lots of confusion and chaos and debating, and you'll find that people go in circles and that there is almost never a resolution to these things. So this is part of the nature of this setup. When I had Jewish friends, I actually asked them various things about the differences between Judaism and Christianity. And you'd be amazed at all the things that they come up with. But the simplest description that they themselves will admit to is that they'll say, well, the difference between Judaism and Christianity is that Judaism focuses on the Old Testament and Christianity is another book that they don't recognize. So the difference is simply Old Testament is all theirs and that's what they focus on, whereas Christians have got the New Testament as well. And for Christians, the New Testament overrides the Old Testament. But all that good news that is sitting in the New Testament, Jews don't recognize any of that. And notice also just the differences between the Old Testament's messages versus the New Testament's messages. There are a lot of differences in there. In the Old Testament, God is very different to the New Testament. But let's talk about Judaism versus Christianity. Suppose you want to become a Christian. What do you have to do? Well, my understanding is that if you want to be a Christian, all you have to do is you have to accept in your heart that Jesus is your one and only Savior. So if you accept that Jesus is your Savior, you are a Christian, period. So you can become a Christian in 30 seconds if you want to. You can become a Christian in the same way that you can choose whether you are voting for political party A or political party B. And nobody can force you to not be a Christian. If you decide that you want to be a Christian, you don't need anybody's permission. And you can be a Christian in 30 seconds time. And nobody can tell you not to be a Christian. Now, when you deal with Jews, you will find that there are lots and lots of secret and hidden things and weird things with these people that the common Christian does not know. The common Christian, just like I used to be, the common Christian just looks at them and says, oh, well, you know, we've got Christianity, we've got Judaism, and, you know, it's a choice, it's a religion, and, you know, there's nothing more to it than that. But in actual fact, when you deal with these people, you will slowly start to realize that they are more and more alien than you realize at first. And lots of Christians are fooled into thinking that Jews are just another kind of religion like Christianity. And the Jews themselves will play on that, and they will constantly market themselves as being similar to or almost identical to Christians. And Christians will lap this stuff up. But in actual fact, consider converting to Judaism. Suppose you decide that, you know what, I don't want to be a Christian anymore, I want to be Jewish. Suppose you decided that. What do you need to do in order to become a Jew? Well, I'm afraid it's not the same as with a Christian. You cannot become Jewish in the next 30 seconds. In fact, to become Jewish is a huge rigmarole. You cannot become Jewish without going through a long-winded process. And you have to go and approach the Jews. And you have to go and speak to them. You're going to have to end up going to a Jewish rabbi. And you're going to have to actually study a whole bunch of stuff that they want you to study. And when you've done those studies, you're going to have to go through tests. There's a lot of stuff that it involves. Converting to Judaism requires lots of study. They have to monitor you, and they will monitor you. They will test you, and there's a whole bunch of stuff where they will watch you, and they will decide if they're going to allow you to become Jewish. The process takes years. So that should show you that Judaism is not open like Christianity. Judaism is a closed club. Judaism is a club, and to enter that club is very, very difficult. Very difficult. To give you an example of someone famous who's converted to Judaism in recent years, Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka. She converted to Judaism. But the act of converting to Judaism is a long-winded process. And in her case, she was married to a Jewish man. So that makes it a lot easier. So the first difference between Judaism and Christianity is Christianity is open to all people. Judaism is not. And to become Jewish is a long process. And there is no guarantee that you will become Jewish. So let's assume that being Jewish is just a religion. I had many interesting discussions with my Jewish friends, especially my best Jewish friend. And at times I would notice things and I would say things and I would observe his responses. My Jewish friend was very well educated, and my Jewish friend was very knowledgeable, and he was about 19 years older than me. So I wasn't dealing with a younger Jew or a stupid Jew. I was dealing with someone who was much older than me and very experienced and very knowledgeable. So in our discussions, various things came up. And one day, I brought up the issue of a guy called Ronnie Kasrolls. Now, you might not be familiar with Ronnie Kasrolls, but he used to be a very important Jew in the South African Communist Party. And he was even in the government until recent years. About 10 or 15 years ago, he was the Minister of Intelligence. He was in charge of all the spies. So here was a Jew among the ANC, the black commies who ruled us. So one day, I raised the issue with my Jewish friend about Jews and whether Jews are communists. So I raised the issue with him that I had heard that Jews have a lot of involvement in communism. And as an example, I posed the question of Ronnie Kasrolls. So I said to him, you know, Ronnie Kasrolls, he's a communist. He's in the South African Communist Party. Isn't he Jewish? I'm sure he's Jewish. So here's how my Jewish friend answered that question. My Jewish friend then came back to me the next week and he visited me. And then he said that a Jewish woman had written a letter to a newspaper about Ronnie Casserolls. And he actually read to me what this Jewish woman had written. So the Jewish woman had written that Ronnie Casserolls cannot be Jewish because Ronnie Casserolls is an atheist. He's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. And Judaism is a religion. And when my Jewish friend told me that, I thought about it, and I thought, yeah, okay, you're right. You're right. Judaism is a religion, and so you are saying to me that Ronnie Casserolls cannot be Jewish because he doesn't believe in God. So I said to my friend, oh, okay. Well, here's the news for you, is that that Jew had just lied to me. He'd lied to me, and I'd bought it, because many years later, I actually had the chance to actually meet Ronnie Casserolls. Ronnie Casserolls had written his third book, and I actually have a recording of that meeting. And what happened was, I went there to go and see if I could ask him some questions that I could use and get answers to. And when I went there, he was at the house of a Jewish woman, and most of the people who were there were Jewish. And it was very fascinating to sit there with this supposed atheist, this atheist who can't be Jewish, and you hear him talking to all the other Jews around him, and everybody's talking about Jewish culture, their suburbs, how they grew up together, etc., etc. It becomes very obvious that Ronnie Casserolls may be an atheist. He may be an atheist communist, but he's Jewish. All the Jewish people acknowledge him as a Jew, even though he's an atheist. And it is clear that as a group and as a people, they know each other, they enjoy each other's company, they are very familiar with each other, they know all the same people. So Ronnie Casserolls is not an outcast from Jewish people, not at all. He's recognized as one of them. But he's an atheist. He's a atheist. He's actually, when he was younger, he was a militant communist. He was even a terrorist. Ronnie Casserolls used to blow up stuff in Natal. He used to do terrorism. He was a Jew who engaged in terrorism in South Africa. So here's a Jew who's an atheist, who was a terrorist, he was a murderer, he was a communist. But when he's together among other Jews, they're all happy together and they all know each other and he's one of them. So he's no outcast. He's not an outcast. He's one of them. And it becomes clear that Judaism is now more than just a religion. It's a culture. It's a family. It's a society. That they grew up together, they lived together, they knew each other, they interacted with each other. So to go and say that if someone is an atheist, he was born Jewish, but he became an atheist, that now he's no longer a Jew. Sorry, but that's not true. He's definitely Jewish. So now, what are you going to describe Judaism as? How are you going to explain Judaism now? When it's clear that there's more to it than just being a religion. My Jewish friend had studied biology when he was younger. He'd wanted to become a doctor, but he ended up not becoming a doctor. So my Jewish friend used to enjoy science. Now, what does the Old Testament teach you? The Old Testament teaches you that God created the earth, that everything was created in 7 days or whatever. Yet, here was my Jewish friend who would visit me very regularly, and my Jewish friend would argue with me because back then I was quite spiritual. I wasn't Christian, but I was quite spiritual, and I was a skeptic regarding evolution. So, here is my Jewish friend who goes to the synagogue every week. He goes to the synagogue and he takes part in all their religious stuff. And he is busy telling me that creation is junk, that in actual fact evolution is real. So he goes to the synagogue and he prays and he engages in all that Jewish religious stuff. But then he tells me, no, that creation story is junk. Evolution is real. So how weird is that? He does not believe in creation, yet he goes to the synagogue. But returning to the Jewish woman who wrote the letter to the newspaper, this is just an example of a Jew who goes and invents a story or a lie for the non-Jews. And so that is an interesting line to feed the non-Jewish people. Jews refer to non-Jewish people as goyim. So they see the world as being Jewish versus goyim. And everyone who's a non-Jew is goyim. So this is an example of Jews feeding a storyline to the goyim. But that storyline might not be true. That storyline has holes in it. So you and I might view race as being whites, blacks, Asians. But Jews see the world as Jews versus goyim. That's a completely different outlook. But this stuff is not obvious. Jews won't throw this into your face. This is stuff that you'll pick up when you start digging into Jewish issues. So that should give you a few thoughts on this religion called Judaism. Judaism versus Christianity, how similar are they? They are actually much more different than you realize. And Jews are a much more closed society. They are a very closed society. They are the most closed society that you'll ever come across. And you need to keep that in the back of your mind. So are Jews a race? Well, interestingly enough, the person who probably turned around and said that Jews are a race is actually Adolf Hitler. But now you need to know what is the definition of race. Race is a concept that didn't exist anywhere in the Western world or anywhere in society until about the last 150 to 200 years. Race is a concept that just did not exist. If you go and you read, for example, Roman literature, the Romans did not talk about the blacks and the whites. The ancient Greeks did not talk about blacks and whites. Nor did the Christians in the time of Christianity after the collapse of the Roman Empire. You'll never find anybody talking about black and white and Asian and so forth. What you will find is that people used to just talk about groups of other people. So the Romans will talk about the Gauls, and they'll talk about the Gauls and the Germans and the Britons and so forth. But they'll never say to you that the Germans are white. They won't say things like that. They won't focus on, let's call it, the colors. They will see Germans and Gauls as other people. These are non-Romans. And then they will also talk about the Egyptians, who at that point in time are also not really white anymore. And then you get the Nubians, and those are like the real blacks from Africa. So their books and their writings will talk about the Germans, the Egyptians, the Nubians, but there's nothing in there that will offhand tell you that they are viewing people according to color. This concept of color and race is a concept that is a newish concept. It started in the last 150 to 200 years. In my further studies of Napoleon, I was actually quite amazed to come across Napoleon and other Frenchmen talking about races of humans. Officially, race only really came into being roundabout in the middle of the 1850s through a French writer called Gobineau. It was actually the French who invented this concept of what you would call racism. And it came from a guy called Gobineau, and Gobineau was actually a French ambassador to many different countries. Gobineau was a bureaucrat, and he was sent on missions to various places, and he lived in many places outside Europe. And it was Gobineau who looked at all these other strange peoples who then started coming to the conclusion that there is something different between European people and other people. And Gobineau actually started the concept of race. So race started with guys like Gobineau, and then other things happened. Darwinism also brought race out into the open. So it's actually history and science that started creating this concept of race. And then people started saying, but you know, these people with lighter skins are cleverer, and those with darker skins are more stupid. And so that is where race comes from. And so then you get Hitler. Hitler read all these books. Hitler read all these science books and history books. And it was Hitler who then turned around and said, well, Jews are a race. And I think Hitler might be the first person to ever come and say that. And you'll actually find it in Hitler's Mein Kampf. He speaks about Jews as a race. But Hitler's definition of race is the scientific definition of race. So, race is what? Race is DNA. Race is your family line. It's your great-grandfather, your grandfather, your father, and you. Race is by birth. So, you and I are Europeans, and we are Europeans because we can trace our family tree back to Europe. And in our case, as South Africans, we can trace it back to Western Europe. So our lineage by birth takes us back to Europe. And that's why we've got white skins, we've got certain features. So in our case, race is the result of inheritance and it's DNA. So when you are European, you are European because of your lineage, because of your ancestry. Being European is not a choice, it is just a fact of biology. So if your grandfather and your grandmother and your father and your mother are all white, then yeah, you're going to be white. It's a given. So being black or being white is not a choice, it is a scientific and a physical fact. Whereas a religion is a choice. So how can Jews be a race? Well, the way in which Jews can be a race is because Jews interbreed with other Jews. But you will find that Jews quite often do also bring in other people into their group. You'll find that there are Jews who marry non-Jews. But mostly, Jews will only marry Jews. They drive their children to marry other Jews. So, what you'll find most of the time is that Jews, although they are a religion, they also breed among themselves. And they try to keep their breeding inside their religion. And so, yes, there are some people who do come in as converts, but it's not many people because it's a very exclusive club. Jews also have got rules about being Jewish. If a husband and wife who are Jewish have children, then those children are regarded as Jews. However, they will take those children through their synagogue and they'll go through all their various ceremonies that they do. They've got all these other things like having a bar mitzvah for the boys, etc. So they've got their coming of age stuff as part of their church. So because they're not as open as Christians and they interbreed a lot among themselves, you'll also find that Jews have got very peculiar diseases that come from all this tremendous interbreeding. So Jews are a religion, but the religion is very closely bound to the culture and to breeding with their own kind. They go to quite great lengths to keep the marriages inside of their culture. And I've even got videos where I've seen Jews saying, where you'll see an old Jewish man saying to young Jewish boys, "See to it that you marry a Jewish girl." They even have got sayings among themselves where they say that the boys can run around and have sex with the non-Jewish girls, but ultimately they must rather marry a Jewish girl. And they've even got terms for these things. They refer to a non-Jewish girl as a shiksa, and they basically imply that the non-Jewish girls are whores. So I just want to make it clear to you that there are lots of aspects of Judaism. Let's call it Judaism, the culture, where it's not just Judaism, the religion, but Judaism, the culture, where this thing is much more alien than Christians realize. Most Christians don't even realize all these strange terms and things that Jews have among themselves. The more you get to know Jews and the more you study Jews, the more you will start to realize that they've got quite an alien culture. And they also have got their own languages and things, like Yiddish. And they've got all kinds of terms. So they've got Yiddish, they've got Hebrew. And the more that you look at them, the more you'll see how different they are to Christians. And it should become more obvious that in the case of a Muslim and a Christian, it's a case of belief. But in the case of Judaism, it's more than just belief. It is a closed society that interbreeds with itself, that has got a lot of its own internal culture. So because of this, because they interbreed, and also another thing, they've got rules, but they've got exceptions to the rules. As I've explained, that a Jew is supposed to be religious, but in actual fact doesn't have to be religious in order to be Jewish. So they, by their own definition, break their own rules. And they know that, he's Jewish because he was born into our group. He doesn't believe in our synagogue and our religion, but he is one of us. And they all get together and they gather together and they know each other and they're happy with each other. By their definition, if a Jewish woman gives birth to a child, then the child is Jewish. It's Jewish because its mother was Jewish. But suppose a child is born and the father was Jewish, but the mother isn't Jewish. Then, strictly speaking, the Jews say that that child is not Jewish. However, that child can then become converted to Judaism. You know, they've got all these weird things, but the point is that you should see them as a much more closed culture of people. And if they are happy with certain things, then they'll say, "Yeah, this person's Jewish. This is one of us." Take, for example, Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah the Coloured. Trevor Noah's father was Jewish. His father was actually a white Jew from Switzerland. But his mother was black, and she lived in a township here in South Africa. Yet you'll see that Trevor Noah had a bar mitzvah and his black mother was keen to have him regarded as Jewish. And I think for most purposes you can regard Trevor Noah as Jewish, a brown Jew, even though his mother was a black woman from a township in South Africa. And she herself then wanted to become Jewish and all that and gave him a bar mitzvah and all that kind of stuff. So that'll give you an idea of how this thing works. So are Jews a race? Well, because of all that inbreeding and keeping it in the family, so to speak, the fact is that Jews can be identified by DNA. They are also a hodgepodge because not all Jews come from the same places. So you've got Asian Jews, and you've got Eastern European Jews, and Jews who came from Russia, and Jews who came from the Middle East. But because their patterns of interbreeding are so close, and science is so accurate, there are ways that they can pick up whether people are, quotes, Jewish. In fact, I think that in order to get into Israel, that they have to pass a DNA test for whether they're Jewish. I think that is the case. I do just want to address the issue of white Christians and their total ignorance about Jews and Israel. White Christians tend to quickly look at Jews and say, oh, you know, these are like our older brothers in Christianity. They are the people of the Old Testament and, you know, we should hug them and we are all one and the same. But white Christians tend to be exceptionally ignorant about Jews as a culture and even Jews as a religion. What is inside that culture? What is inside that religion? What is hidden inside those various scriptures? There's a lot of ugly stuff sitting inside those scriptures. There's a lot of ugly, racist stuff inside that religion. That religion has got lots of weird, horrible, evil stuff in it. Stuff like saying that it's okay to have sex with a baby. There's all kinds of stuff there about Goyim and the fact that Jews are humans, but non-Jews are animals. All non-Jews are animals, that Goyim are like cattle, that there's no difference between Goyim and cattle. I think one possible way of summarizing this is to say that Judaism is a very racist, exclusive religion. It is a religion that is different to Christianity. Remember that Christianity is open to all peoples of all races in the world. You can have a black Christian, you can have a Chinese Christian, anybody can become a Christian. But Judaism is a much more select and exclusive club. And Jews keep it deliberately selective and exclusive. So even when people want to enter that club, it's not easy. And the Jews are very careful as to who goes into that club. So you do get blacks who become Jews. I actually did a whole video about Cyril Ramaphosa and why I believe that he's a black who converted to Judaism. And there are others. So you get all kinds of people who convert to Judaism. But because it's not large numbers, it doesn't really affect the average DNA of the average Jew. So on the one hand, you'll have Cyril Ramaphosa, who's a black. You'll have Trevor Noah, who's a colored. You'll have Ivanka Trump, who's of European descent. So now they are all Jewish, as in converts to Judaism, the religion. But ultimately, the religion and the culture merge, and once you're in there, you interbreed mostly in there, and the vast majority of the Jews have been in there for a long time. So yes, you can pick out a type of DNA pattern for them. It might even be that the DNA patterns for them are not a single pattern like you would get, let's say, for whites from Europe. You might find that you would have to pick out Ethiopian Jews and Israeli Jews and Jews from other areas. I suspect that picking them out as a race is more complex than meets the eye. But that given the accuracy of science, yes, it's possible. So they're actually a kind of mongrelized people, but with time, as they keep on breeding and interbreeding with each other, they will develop strains of a race. So there is something to be said for them as a, quotes, race, but it's not quite like a pure race as in Chinese and Europeans, where it goes back thousands and thousands of years, maybe tens of thousands of years. In their case, it's a much newer thing, but it could be termed a race. I think that the best way to describe Jews is as a globalist nation. Think of them as a nation rather than a religion, rather than a culture. Being a nation means that they share a common culture and a common religion, and there is lots of interbreeding. So think of them as a global nation that is developing and turning into a race. Given enough time, they may become more and more solidified as a race. But to compare them to Europeans, for example, where our background is like 40,000 years of mixing and interbreeding and other strains coming in, I think we are a, let's call it a purer race. And blacks would be a purer race, and Asians are a purer race. But that's because of the long period of time that we've been interbreeding. Whereas Jews are not that old as a people. Jews like to describe themselves as having been around for thousands and thousands of years. But in my own research, it seems that Jews have only actually existed as a group for less than 3,000 years. They like to think of themselves as having been around for 6,000 and more years, but that's not true. As a group, they might only have been around for 2,800 years. And if you look, for example, at other nations, take the Russians, for example. The Russians, you've got lots of Russians who are European-looking. So they used to term those people white Russians. They used to talk about the white Russians. But then there are Russians that are from much further east, and they are very Asiatic looking, and they were also conquered by the Mongols, and they were interbred with Mongols. So you get a nation called Russia, but inside the nation of Russia are white Russians who are the more European looking Russians. They look almost identical to Western European people, but then they've got other Russians that are like Asiatic Russians. So they call all of them Russians, but they are not exactly the same DNA. Look on that formula as being the way to describe Jews. So you've got some Jews who come from the Middle East who then interbred with Europeans, then other Jews ended up in freaking Russia and other Asiatic places and that kind of thing. So Jews are a mongrelized people who've been interbreeding, but they've been doing it for about 2,000, maybe 2,800 years. So yes, to get into Israel, you apparently have to be proven by DNA to be Jewish, but go and look at all the people who are Jewish, and you'll see that they vary a lot. They're very mongrelized, and there are many dark Jews, and even blackish Jews. There are lots of dark Jews. There are lots of Jews that are not European. And Israel's IQ is actually lower than the European IQ. If you go and look at the IQ of Israel, the average IQ of an Israeli is 95. Whereas a mix between black and white, that IQ would be round about 80. And the average Israeli is halfway between European and a colored, like a colored from the Cape. Again, a lot of white Christians, especially in South Africa, ignore the fact that there are lots of black and dark Jews that exist. They tend to identify with the white Jews, but that's not true. There are lots of dark Jews. Go and have a look at Israel. There are plenty of people there that aren't white looking. A final point is that the original people of the Middle East were not Europeans. The people of the Middle East are a dark people with curly hair, black hair, etc. So one of the things to keep in mind is that Jews later moved into the Roman Empire, moved across Europe, interbred with whites. So Jews may be a non-white race that interbred so much with white people that they are whitish looking, but they are not really true Europeans. That Jews may actually, the Jews that we know, may actually have bred themselves into becoming and looking almost white, but they're not really white in the same way that a German is, or that you and I are, or that an Englishman or a Frenchman is. They are not quite the same. They are a darkish race, a dark Middle Eastern race, that may have bred themselves into becoming more white. And they may, in the process, very likely also have increased their intelligence and their IQ by interbreeding with European people. But if I had to group Jews as a thing, I would say you mustn't look on them purely as a religion. It's a religion that is very closely bound to a culture which is closely bound to breeding. See Jews as a mongrelized global nation. That is really what Jews are. That is my best description of Jews. And it's a very alien nation. It's very alien. And the stuff inside of that nation, it's a culture and a religion by itself with lots and lots of hidden things. It is not an open society. It's a very closed society. It takes you a long time to get to know Jews. And lots of these Christians, they go and they talk to a Jew, and the Jews are quick. The Jews know how to easily fob them off, easily fool them. So maybe something to consider is that whites, especially white Christians, because white Christians are the easiest to fool, okay? They are easy peasy to fool when it comes to Jews. Jews can fool them like crazy, because basically Christians are sort of Judaism for Goyim, Judaism light. So Christians are worshipping Jewish heroes, because Christians aren't worshipping Julius Caesar or somebody else from Europe. Christians are worshipping King Solomon. Christians are worshipping King David. They are looking to Abraham. They are looking to Jesus. So Christians are doing Judaism light, and they are focusing their energy on this people from the Middle East. This gives the Jews, this gives Judaism the ability to talk down to Christians. So these Jews make use of that, hey? My Jewish friend used to openly say to me things like, you know, you Christians, if you want to know what's in the Bible, you should ask us, because we wrote the Bible. We are the people who wrote the Bible. You don't really know what's in the Bible. We wrote it. We know what's in it. So they then talk down to you. You know, what do you know about the Bible, even if you are studying the Bible? What the hell do you know? You know, we are the people that wrote it. So they can talk down to you like that. In fact, I want to still do a video about my Jewish friend telling me one day, he even tried this trick on me. He said to me that we, the Jewish people, have a direct telephone line to God. I'm not joking with you. That's what my Jewish friend said to me. And Jews have tried this trick on more than one occasion with other people as well. So when you go to Judaism and you are dealing with these people, this religion of the older brother, you know, you take Christianity and you say, oh, well, Christianity is the younger brother and Judaism is the older brother. Make no mistake, they use all that Hebrew stuff and all that Judaism and all those weird things from there. They love to use it to fob off the Christians and to fool the Christians. Christians are very easily fooled by these people. These people have got the fooling of Christians down to an art. These people are insular, they are a closed society. And in Europe, the issue of Jews and what Jews are has come up many times, many times. I've done whole videos about it. I did a video about how Napoleon tried to deal with the Jews. And he brought all the Jews of Europe together and he tried to talk to them and he tried to sort them out and all that kind of thing. And he was very friendly to them. But I concluded that Napoleon ended up realizing that the Jews are lying to him. White people across Europe have, on multiple occasions, run into all kinds of stresses and problems with Jews. And then what has happened is that the Jews have actually lied to them. They've almost had trials. In some cases, they've literally had a trial to find out what the Jews are. And they bring the Jews in and they ask the Jews questions. But what happens is that eventually they discover that the Jews are lying to them. The French have had this happen. Everybody's had this happen. Jews need to lie in order to hide many things about themselves because deep down they have got hatreds, they've got weird, ugly, Judeo-centric, racist things, nasty, nasty things. And then the Jews know that if other people find out about it, they'll want to kill them. And they'll drive them out. So Jews have to hide all their ugly stuff. And what Jews do, and what Jews are very good at, is they are very good at fooling most people. So when most people just ask Jews questions, and especially Christians, Jews have got the fooling of Christians down to an art, okay? And in the days before I awoke to the Jewish issue, I used to ask Jews all kinds of questions, and they would give me glib answers, and I'd eat them up. Just like that story about Ronnie Caserls. He can't be Jewish because he's an atheist. And I would say, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, cool. And I believed that for another 10 years. And then later I realized, oh no, man, these people are just fooling you. They are very, very glib and very able to fool people. The best thing I can suggest is that people, especially Christians, need to study Jews and Judaism and Jewish culture much more closely. Then they'll start to see that this quotes older brother thing doesn't quite work the way that they think it does. Another thing that is a big problem in South Africa is Israel. Because these people are so Christian, and the Bible has indicated that at some point Israel will come into being, that this issue of Israel is something that they also latch onto and grab onto, because Israel is the kingdom of God. You know, this is God's people, they are back. Well, over a decade ago, when I was still talking to my Jewish friend, we even had discussions about the existence of Israel, because Christians see the existence of Israel as a sign that God is here, that God's prophecies are being fulfilled, that it's coming true, it's all there, and they see Israel as something of God which you mustn't challenge. However, I do recall my Jewish friend even raising the issue that Israel should not exist until the Messiah has come. And I can't remember, I think he may even have quoted a rabbi. I think he even spoke to his rabbi and got back to me on the issue, and he said that yes, his rabbi confirmed that Israel should actually not exist until the Messiah has come, Whereas Christians, as far as I know, Christians see Israel as proof that, God's prophecies are coming true. Here's Israel. This is it. This is it. The time of God and the time of the Messiah is around the corner. I have even come across a video once where a Jewish rabbi was telling other Jews that the Messiah is already here. So one rabbi will say the Messiah is coming, and then you'll find another rabbi who says the Messiah is already here. You'll find all these kinds of problems and hypocrisies and things that don't match up and things that clash with each other and confusion. You'll find that that is always something that exists around these people. Take a look at the screen. On the bottom right is a definition from Wikipedia. It says, Jewish people. Jews or Jewish people are an ethno-religious group. So the key thing here is ethno-religious. Then on the top right, I underlined another one, another definition from the Pluralism Project, and it says, Who is a Jew? Traditionally, Jewish identity was determined by matrilineal religious commitments. In other words, if your mother is Jewish, then you are Jewish. However, the major Jewish denominations vary in whom they consider Jewish. So even the major Jewish denominations have got differences as to who they will regard as a Jew. But as I will explain later, you'll get a much better sense of who is a Jew, really. It's not that mysterious, totally. And there are many other things that are strange things that you'll always find around Jews. Jews are surrounded by many weird things. Take, for example, this quote from the bottom left from none other than Joseph Stalin, where he says, In the USSR, anti-Semitism is punishable with the utmost severity of the law as a phenomena deeply hostile to the Soviet system. Under USSR law, active anti-Semites are liable to the death penalty. So, in other words, in the old USSR, if you were anti-Semitic, you could be executed. Keep all these weird things about Jews in mind because you'll see that everything that relates to these people has got a lot of strange things that pop out here and there. So when you look at them, it's not as cut and dried as you might think. There is a tremendous amount of strangeness and weirdness surrounding these people that is hidden from you. I hope that this has given you some kind of answer, but I do want to warn you that anything surrounding and relating to Jews, you could actually spend many lifetimes investigating it. But as I said in the beginning, be aware that around these people is a lot of murky stuff and a lot of confusion. And there's always confusion. And the confusion can never really be cleared up. This is not like science. This is not like history. This is not like other people where you can easily get to a conclusion. You'll find yourself entering a rabbit hole, and as you go into it, it gets more and more complex and weird. But I've tried to sum it up as best I can. But I do want to warn you that lots of Christians are very easily fooled by Jews. And the Jews look down on the Christians. They feel superior to the Christians, and make no mistake, all that weird Hebrew Yiddish stuff comes into play to fool any Christian. They can fool Christians in a thousand different ways. And the Christians won't even know it. Jews fooled me not once, but many times. And it took me a long time to eventually start sitting back and realizing, look at this thing, look at that thing. Here you can catch them out, there you can catch them out. They're lying about this thing, etc. The thing that really destroys the Jews is history. History actually comes out and destroys them. And that's why Jews need to run around lying about history, hiding all kinds of things. They've been involved in all kinds of nefarious things. They've lied massively about tons of things. And so for Jews, they need to keep suppressing lots of data about themselves, because anyone who's a bit serious and who does some digging soon discovers that, that thing that the Jews claimed, or that story that they told, or that thing that they claimed over there, it's a bunch of rubbish. So you'll always find around Jews chaos, confusion, and controversy in every aspect of them. But if I had to summarize them, I'd summarize them as a global nation, because they don't just exist in one place and they're nomadic. They're a global nation with a religion and a culture of their own, and they interbreed with each other. So see them as a nomadic type of nation that has got some kind of genetic connection, but it's not as clear as that of Europeans and other races. But yeah, Jews are a big topic, and they're a big topic because of the confusion. And make no mistake, Jews are ensuring that there is confusion and chaos, because if certain facts come out, then people will get very angry with them. And Jews know that people will get extremely angry with them. And Jews have even stated that if the truth had to come out, that all of them would be killed. They know that. So that makes them a very complex topic, because it's hard to put a finger on them. And they themselves have to make sure that there's lots of guessing. Because if the facts were to come out into the raw, people would actually just kill them outright. Lots of different people would kill them outright. And they're aware of their vulnerability. So they do plenty of things. They are quite a topic by themselves. My own view is that Jews are probably what you could call the first globalist nation, or globalist. You could call them a globalist race, but call them a globalist nation rather. And that makes them unique and controversial. It is possible, with all this race mixing and stuff that's going on in the world, that we might actually end up with other globalist types. But Jews are definitely in a category of their own. If anything, they are the first globalist nation that's ever existed. That is truly globalist. Feel free to ask any other questions. And I would recommend that you maybe look into the issue of the video that I did about Napoleon and the Jews, because Napoleon started off so pro-Jew, and later on, Napoleon was harder on the Jews even than Hitler. He didn't put them in concentration camps, but he created edicts that stopped them from doing all kinds of things. He was very harsh on them. And he actually stopped certain things, and he really put his foot down. They hated him. But he'd been honest with them, and he'd tried very much to resolve the issues, and then he realized, just like so many others before him, he realized that these people are lying to him. And that's a thing that the Christians won't even think of. They won't even think, "Oh, these spiritual brothers of us, these other people of God, they wouldn't lie to us, would they? They'll never lie to us." And that already nails a whole bunch of Christians. They'll just fall hook, line, and sinker for anything those Jews tell them. And the Jews know it. And the Jews will play them like a fiddle. Jews play Christians like a musical instrument. There's no doubt about that.
So for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites.
We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed. all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too. Energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know you don't.